I see the day when it won't mean so much to a tiny soul to have me sit next to her and read a story, one that means little to either of us, realizing somehow that it is the sitting next to each other that means everything. And I see the day when the frail, loyal, and lovable Dumpy will vanish from the life of the little girl who has outgrown him. I resent Dumpy for an instant. He's consoling my girl, and that is my job. She and I have few enough days like this to share. So the paper slips gently into the top drawer. The hood slides over the typewriter. The tests will get done somehow. Tests always get done. Megan, I feel like taking a walk down to the park. I was wondering if you and Edward would care to join me. I thought you might like to go on the swings for a while. Bring Dumpy and your red sweater, too. It might be windy down there. At the wood park, fingers leave the mouth. She laughs excitedly and begins the frantic search for her socks. Melville will have to wait, but he won't mind. He waited most of his life for someone to discover the miracle of Moby Dick and died 30 years before anyone did. No, he won't mind. Besides, he'd understand why I must go right now, while bibs still spark wonder, and before dandelions become weeds, and while a little girl thinks that a leaf from her father is a gift beyond measure.